Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Tonight is July 19th. It's Friday, and it's Paranormal Sounds Like Sci-Fi Night. We are looking forward to having a wonderful show full of information and healing and some actual healing samples for you. I wanted to say first that we just finished a healing call that was an entity clearing Ron did for 1 hour this evening. It was from 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific time, and it's called the entity clearing, and Ron also clears us of a lot of ET alien energies. And we have three or four thank yous in our inbox from at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we thank everyone for that. And I know I feel wonderful, too, from that call. And I just wanted to, it made me remember, I just want to review for everybody that Tuesday through Friday, Ron does these calls. And Tuesday is courting release. Wednesday is, well, all of them are healings, of course, but it's healings and then water charging for 7 days. You can do 7 containers of water, one for each day of the following week. And then Thursday is clone removal and clearing. And then, of course, Friday is the entity clearing that was today. So I suggest if you haven't checked those out yet, please do. And this Sunday also we have an 8-hour healing call. And on all of these calls, you're actually on Creation Lightship and getting physical healings. So it's time to welcome Ron onto our show. And if everyone would please put up a picture of the light being that's on creationlightship.com, or on the BBS website, and Ron will activate that and give us all some peace energy while we're listening to the show. Hello, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And like on all the different shows that we have on the radio here, we do this. So bring up the light beam. Here comes peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll just increase it more for everybody in case you have a little bit of a problem end of the week here, since today is Friday. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll have callers tonight if you wish to talk about a paranormal event that maybe is happening to you right now or one that you maybe had more recently here. So that's what we want to discuss, and maybe we could find an answer or a clearing to help you out. Also, ask the people on the fast chat to also recommend a clearing if someone calls in, just in case I happen to overlook one. So, back to you, Dan. We'll see what's going on with CLS questions.
Yes, just a reminder, everyone, clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have it open right now. We have quite a few questions already in these email. And just a reminder that this is an email that the co-hosts of Ron's show check for questions for all of the radio shows. If you have a question about something that's specific for Ron, you need to send that to creationlightship@yahoo.com or ethealing@yahoo.com, and Ron will receive that directly. Okay, so we have a lot of questions. Also, we've been asking people to kind of tell us what's going on in the sky around them. I know where I am, we've had some nice blue skies, and pretty much fluffy clouds, so it's been feeling good here. But we would love to hear if anyone's seeing things in the clouds or having an inordinate number of what look like spaceships or flat bottom clouds. How are the clouds where you are, Ron?
Well, mine look pretty good. Clear days, basically, blue skies, not many clouds. I've seen a lot of animal clouds, and then also the clouds that have been here have been broken up like the ice cubes. That was the first part of the week. But other than that, looks pretty good. So we'll just see what everybody else feels or senses around them. So back to you.
Okay, Ron.
I will say something. I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody mentioned to me that they heard, and this may not be true at all, but they heard that they're taking the older movies, you know, maybe 50s, we'll say, through 70s, and they're maybe doing some special artwork on the movies to take out the real clouds and bring in flat bottoms. So I don't know. Anybody hear anything like that, or have you seen an older movie that has been doctored up? It'd be interesting to find out if that's the case here. So, back to you, Ann.
That's fascinating, Ron. I know I have noticed on the animated shows that are both for children and some that are for adults, whenever there are clouds, they're always flat bottom clouds. That's how people draw them. And I thought, well, it's young people or younger people drawing these things, and that's probably all they've ever seen. They don't know what it looks like to see a, you know, roundish, fluffy, cotton ball-looking cloud. So since that's what they see, they draw the flat-bottom clouds. And I wonder if they just want us to get used to that.
Of course,
yeah. Okay, and here's something, you know, there are so many, we have so many questions and comments tonight, but someone did write in, I have been seeing very bright colors and different colors on signs, for instance, that I'm used to seeing, and now they look almost fluorescent. What do you make of that, Ron?
Sounds like maybe a timeline integration problem. So we'll just see if anybody else has that on the fast chat, if they've seen things that look a little different. Maybe the car colors may even look different, too. Maybe it might be a different artist out there on the timeline, and they want to be more creative. So we'll just see what people have to say about that. So that's very interesting. I'd just say it's probably a timeline integration problem, although it wouldn't really be a problem unless you knew that it was different before. I don't know how perceptive the clone replicas are that's living here, the true clones, if they could distinguish between, a yellow or a bright yellow or a blue or a bright blue. Might look all the same to them. So maybe they're using that as a standard, and humans see it differently. So we'll just see what the fast chat says. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, we have a couple of interesting comments about what we've just been talking about. Someone said, last night the moon was jumping and moving, and I don't know where this person lives that said that, but where I am, I thought that too, and once again, I thought it was my eyes. I thought, because I don't have my glasses on. And another person said, there are ice cube clouds in Southern California.
Well, ice cubes are only when people are doing the timeline crashing, so maybe we have a lot of people in Southern California doing that. And that is, remember, the clouds are on timelines, and somehow they maybe can't connect the timelines, and it's an indication of how the clouds are looking, as there's a void in between the connection point on the timeline. Remember, it's just like, playing hopscotch, you know, when you're younger. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's a line there, and once one box goes to the next, and the integration between them may be different. So that's what I would say probably is going on. So, interesting.
And what about the moon? I kind of lumped those together, Ron, and I shouldn't have. That was confusing. What about the moon jumping and moving?
Well, The artist doing that is probably having a great time. They're probably seeing who's observant. Well, maybe,
right.
You know, like I said, the clones that are here may not even notice that. No, because they're not really controlled by the moon, because they have artificial programs where humans would be, as you're connected to, you know, your natal chart. So I would say the clones probably will not have any interference with the natal chart, because that only works for humans. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, here's an interesting question, comment that's kind of connected to what we're doing. This person wrote it on Monday, and no, we have not read this yet, so thank you for sending it to me again. I just saw the movie The Truman Show. Are we all like Truman? Is every scenario in our lives created and controlled in a false reality hologram, like just like Truman lived his life? Have you seen that movie, Ron?
I never saw that show, but the explanation there, yeah, I would say that would be correct.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, it's funny that we were just talking about movies recently, and you came up with a very big list of movies that are alien-related, good or bad, and that was quite exhaustive. That was fun. I think, in a way, Truman could go on that list, and you'd probably really enjoy that, Ron. You should check it out. And I think I would say you're correct. That is probably what we're going through, unfortunately. Now, after a different show one night, people were asking a question on the fast chat. What is the difference between orbs and aliens, or is there one?
Well, the orbs are a life form, and they are an alien life form, so I would say, you know, that would be correct. So they are aliens that are orbs. We gave them the name orbs, you know. Some aliens are called Palladians, you know, or Greys, Arcturians, and orbs, you know, have not been given a official name from an alien race, but they are alien, yes. So that is correct. So
could
they are an alien life form, and that's why they attach to you, and that's why we have a clearing for orbs to get them off of you, because they connect with the jellyfish on the top of your head and do bad and ill things to you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. Could we do a sample, perhaps, of the orb, an orb clearing?
Okay. So I think we had colored orbs, didn't we, on the website or something?
Yes. Yeah, how about pink?
Pink. Okay, here we go, everybody. We'll do a pink orb. Hopefully you will this year. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, see if that one works. We'll do another color. Which one would you like?
How about white?
Okay, a white orb. Here we go, releasing that from you. Remember, these connect to your body, your cells in your body with the history of who you are. And then they bring forth that particular situation to the jellyfish, and then from there it gets transmitted to the aliens, and now they know what to work on with you and how to affect you. So one, white orbs, two, releasing them, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone wrote in about the clouds in New York are amazing. Since the beginning of the month, I have observed many, many animal clouds. The sky is blue and lots of fluffy cotton candy type clouds. So that's a good thing, right, Ron, if we see something positive in the clouds in the sky?
Yeah, that's more of the real Earth here, so that would be good, yes, uh-huh.
Well, then, and I know we don't want to get...
You don't want to be suspicious, because then you have the aliens up there looking at you. So you can wave at them, maybe, or give them the high sign, and, you know, see how they react to that. Wasn't there something in the Bible or something, you know, fairy tales that, you know, if you upset a god out there, you know, there's millions of them naturally up there in the skies, that they'll zap you with lightning. So I doubt if they'll do that. I haven't seen any lightning around me yet, so here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. Now, the same person from New York mentions that she also, and so it's sort of balanced by a negative, that she's also seeing a lot of chemtrails. But I know you don't really want to get, you know, have too much of a discussion about those, right?
No.
Okay. So, unfortunately, you know, I guess it's wonderful to notice things that are very positive, and then, unfortunately, sometimes there's some negativity still around, so... okay, we have an interesting question about space clearings, and I have been running myself a month-long space clearing, and it is fabulous. So I really recommend to everyone that if they haven't tried a space clearing for their home, and you can do your workplace and your car, and you can do the bus if you take it. So a listener has a question about space clearings, Ron. And there's a certain spot, she's done the space clearing, there's a certain spot in her house that makes her pendulum jump. And she's wondering, could there be an area of her house that the space clearing didn't clear? And I guess it must be a bedroom, and she was moving furniture around and she became dizzy. What else could she do for that area? Or should she just stay out of that area?
I would say it's probably the fact that, oh boy, Bjarne, you're probably involved with a couple of overlapping ley lines, or they're adjacent to each other, something like that. So you're actually going from one energy to the next, and very possibly, maybe you have maybe a 6-inch gap between one reality and the next. So
interesting.
I want to check on that, because maybe they're not connecting, so your pendulum's going crazy. Just see if it goes in a straight line. Might bring the pendulum to a location where it's jumping around, and move it, and just see if it happens to follow a straight line. I would say it might do that. So back to you. And I don't know what else to add, but that would seem a little kind of what I would think is happening, is that you have a place here that doesn't relate to anything, but it's just, a way to show you that maybe there's nothing there.
Okay. One of the options on the space clearing is ley lines. So it popped into my head that she could change the time and leave it on for a very long time and put in whatever room that is. Do you think that would help, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Could we do a sample of a ley line clearing on the show tonight?
You need to find a place that you want to have cleared. So if you want to clear maybe where you're sitting, that would be connected to maybe the GPS location that the ley lines are attached to. So kind of think of if you were to draw maybe just your house, we'll say, just keeping it very simple. So you draw a picture of your house, and we'll just say that all the lines, horizontal and vertical that you have, which you'd have, you know, four 4 lines total, that would be ley lines on the outside of your house, and it's keeping you in that pattern. Although it could be much larger than that. It could be from city to city, but we'll just talk about your house. So I want you to draw on a piece of paper where you're sitting, in a sense. You know, maybe you can draw a picture of your chair, kind of, you know, just you sitting there with a big smile on your face. And we'll clear that spot where you are, the GPS location. So here we go. 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that is helping you out a little bit here. Maybe you're feeling a little more centered, hopefully. And we'll turn it back over to you, Ann. Maybe you feel a little more present here.
Right. Thank you so much, Ron. How close are ley lines typically from each other? Do you know, Ron, or does that vary?
It'll completely vary, so can't indicate what that would be.
Okay. I was just curious about that. All righty. So someone wrote in, wait, let me just go check the fast chat first, see if we have any. Someone's asking, can the aliens come up through there? Oh, it's the person that wrote in about the space in her house. You know, I'm still feeling off. Could aliens, like, start coming into her from there?
Yeah, I would say that would be a correct statement, yes.
What about through ley lines, Ron? Is that, are they just controlling us through that, or are they coming in through those ley lines?
Well, it could actually be both.
Okay. Okay, very interesting. I did mention earlier, I hope I did, that we are taking phone calls tonight if anyone would like to call in. The phone numbers are on the BBS site as well as on the fast chat. Our moderator there has been putting them in. So if you have something about paranormal activities, please, or questions, please call in and ask that. Okay. To me, this is all, you know, paranormal. This is a courting question, a people-to-people courting question, and it's still something that shouldn't be happening to us. So it's paranormal as far as I'm concerned. If we offer kindness, for instance, condolences and that kind of thing to other people, are we courting them?
I would say yes, you are, because you're doing something. Boy, it just to be a very tricky question here. You want to keep yourself separated from people. That's kind of a little hard to indicate. So remember, when you do something like that, remember the old days, you know, somebody sneezes, you say, God bless you or something, right? Well, you're connecting them to something through yourself. So just try to keep yourself more clean by not connecting people to people. So whatever you do, to someone else or connect with their energy field, because you're doing that to you, through their energy field. You know, just let them be where they are, you know. So I personally would not do that. I would just try to keep yourself more sacred. And that's kind of the way I would look at it here.
Yeah, and maybe try to avoid those certain conversations and, you know, when people get into telling their stories and their dramas and that kind of thing, to kind of keep it moving and not listen, so they don't engage you on an emotional level, right?
Yeah, that's correct, because they won't engage with you.
Right.
You got to realize is that you know, they're engaging you for you to give them a response, and then you give them a response, and that's courting. you to them. So, you know, just keep everything, you know, just don't do it. So
right.
That's why I would do that, you know.
Okay. Okay, now we have questions about, two different questions about the same healing. The object clearing, which is wonderful, and I do that all the time. The first one just came in, but another one is about vitamins. Vitamins, minerals, and herbs. I would like to clear them and activate them the same way you would water, so that I'm getting the maximum good from them. What clearing would I use from that? From what I'm reading on the website, it would be neither the object activation nor the water charging. I don't understand why. I would think that would be object activation, wouldn't it, Ron?
Yeah, there would be an object activation. What you want to do is make it body compatible to you. That's the whole thing. And then from there, everything else could very possibly work its way into what you want to activate. So you want it to be, you know, body compatible.
Right, and what the light beings do when you do the object clearing is neutralize what you have. So the vitamins would be neutralized, but that doesn't mean they would lose their value. They would be neutralized from anything negative and then connected to this person's body. Right, Ron?
Yeah, more than likely that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And someone else has the same question about activating their food. Does the food have to be placed in front of the computer?
Yes, uh-huh. It would have to be.
Okay.
I would put it in front, yes. That's what
okay.
A lot of people do, is do that. So, yes.
Okay. And then the other question about the same object clearing is, how long does it last?
It'll last until you use the object, basically. The object clearing is designed to last probably one day. I mean, if you're going to be charging food, you're going to be eating the food, so that's it. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you eat the food in 15 minutes, and that object clearing is not going to be active because you already did your food. So.
And I believe you've mentioned before, Ron, that, for instance, if you do something like jewelry or clothing that you're going to wear, it's different, right? It might stay clear for a long time, so you should kind of get used to, you know, and asking your spirit what is up with the thing. Is it still clear? And be aware of that. And something might need it again the next day, and something else might be cleared for weeks or months, right?
Yeah, it all depends how much energy you're dealing with and you put into that particular object.
Right.
You know, if you go into a, you know, crystals absorb energy. Everybody should know that. I'm sure they do. So if you go into a location and it's real negative, then that crystal will be taking your body energy since it's on you, and it will, you know, get the negative energies into that. So you probably want to clear it after you come home. So that's
right.
Kind of how I would maybe suggest doing that particular clearing. And, you know, it all depends, you know, in a sense, your frame of mind of where you are. So if you seem to be peaceful, naturally, it should be, you know, peaceful for a long time.
Right.
But if you have any situations happening, then, of course, your clothing will be contaminated, you will be, and so will whatever else, like a crystal that you're wearing.
Right, and I can understand that, where you're going and what are your emotions, and that'll all differ person to person and incident to incident, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and let me just go back to an email. Okay, someone has, I'm going to really paraphrase this because we don't want to draw in people's emotions when we're on the radio show. But they know someone who is in a coma, and they're doing clearings for this person. And there are two questions. Is it possible that he's at peace and can still ascend? And would timeline crashing help this person?
Timeline crashing always helps. That will get the person off of timelines that could possibly be, you know, causing their problem in the coma. I don't know if the spirit would be in the body with somebody in a coma, though. So the timeline crash works externally to you, but the spirit for healing would need to be with the body. So very possibly, I would say that the spirit would not be with the person if they're in a coma. I can't say it's 100%, but that's what I would be looking at. If somebody were to call me, I would first see if their spirit's in their body, if they're in a coma or not. So, back to you, Ann.
Can another person command that person's spirit to go back into their body?
Yes, but it may not stay in the body long because the spirit needs to communicate with the person. So it's much like when you are sleeping, your spirit's not with you because it can't communicate with you and or be creative when you're sleeping because you're not moving. So that's when the spirit is with you, when you're living life and doing things. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone asked where the object clearing is. You can just click on the left side of Ron's website. It's creationlightship.com, or put it in the search object clearing, and it will come right up for you. By the way, it costs $1 for each item, so it's well worth it. We have a request, Ron, for a sample. To remove our energy or cording from an object that was stolen from us. Could we do that and maybe stolen or lost if you have not had something stolen from you?
Okay. And just the person in the coma, you may want to do a spirit barcode release. You know, if the spirit is probably out hanging around someplace, you want to get rid of the spirit so it goes back to the light and not be attached by aliens. And from there, the spirit could come back into the body, but you don't want to have it taken away. So let's do that particular clearing here. So this is for the one that Ann was asking for. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you very much. That felt good, and I thought of something that I had lost recently that I kind of missed, so it felt good. Okay. I'm just looking. Okay, this is interesting. Can an insect just be an insect without it always being alien?
Well, if the aliens brought it here, then it's connected to the alien race that brought it here. So I guess you could probably do a clearing maybe to get rid of that, possibly, but I would say, you know, more than likely, it would be an alien if it was brought here by aliens. So, much like, you know, if humans are here, you know, then, you know, if you're a human, then you have a spirit, so you would always be a human, and then you wouldn't be an alien. You could have a shapeshifter, but you'd always be a human. So, I would say that you are what you are, and that's the way it is, unless a shapeshifter comes in. and changes things. And I don't think, you know, that's probably about all I could really talk about, I think. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, would all, are all, first of all, I want to say that we have a bites and stings clearing on the website. And I just wanted to ask, not necessarily all insects are, you know, ET and awful, right? I mean, there are things like butterflies and ants that are sort of happily living here. It's things that might bite us or sting us, right, that are off, that shouldn't be here.
Yeah, things that cause you great harm, you know. So that's what I would say, yes. Uh-huh.
Could we do a sample of that, Ron, since it's summertime? Could we have a sample of the bites and stings clearing?
Yeah. So, remember, like maybe ants, possibly bees, they may have like a mass mind, okay? And so when one comes after you, they may all come after you. So you probably have noticed that if you're ever on an anthill, they all start biting you if they're that type of ant. Maybe one may not bite you, but a whole bunch might because they have a mass mind and they're trying to defend themselves. So they may or may not be aliens. It all depends how that's perceived, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Typically, things that do that would be an alien life form. So what would you like to have cleared, Ann?
Somebody yes, please. Request? That would be nice.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. That felt good. Okay, someone, here we go, has a question. I guess basically they're asking, how can so many people believe in God or a God that is so clearly an ET and not doing well, doing any good for anybody or any service to anybody, really, if you just think about it for a second. And I know you've talked about this already. It's brainwashing. But do you want to talk about that a bit, Ron, how we're kind of brainwashed here?
Oh, it's probably robotic program. So, you know, everybody has robotic programs, and that's how they keep track of you. You have a natal chart, and that has robotic programs. So this is what you're living is programs. And a lot of people, once they get used to having a program, it's very difficult to change that belief system of that program. And by doing so or trying to change it, or if you know somebody and you're trying to tell them different than what they believe, remember that belief system worked for them perfectly all the time, which means that they may not want to change that belief system. They may not wish to get out of the box that they're suffering in. So, by all means, the aliens don't want you to leave that box, so they may give you even more stuff to that person or to yourself to maybe get you to say the wrong words, possibly. They may come into your body and not have you articulate properly. They may come into that person wanting to close the ears down or get them to yawn, or they go, oh, I got to do something else right now. They got overloaded with too much information, you thought, but maybe the aliens made them uncomfortable and they wanted to leave. So, yeah, you know, if you look at just any situation out there that causes problems, you know, then naturally, unfortunately, that's the God's energy, you know. I'm sure everybody has had situations where you wonder, if there was a God, why is this happening? Okay, that's the bottom line, and that's because the God wants everything to suffer. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, people are really responding to the bugs and stings clearing. And thank you very much, Ron. And we were talking about brainwashing, and I know a lot of people in our world have this programs about religion and other things. But since we got on that subject of thinking about stuff, may we have a sample of the mental body clearing?
Okay, so here we go, everybody. This one will tend to maybe give you more clarity. So here we go. It'll put light into the energy of the mind. So that's
okay.
The easiest way to say it. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That just feels so good. And sometimes even on this show we get mental a little bit with between the fast chat and reading emails and that kind of thing, and people, you know, sometimes writing in about negative things and problems. So I really appreciate you clearing and helping us all be heart-centered. Maybe before the show ends we could do the mind-to-heart drop too, Ron. But we have an interesting question. There is a clearing on the website that releases us from our soul family, and I recommend that healing very highly. I run that all the time, and it really is very thorough. We have a question, Ron. Is there such a thing as alien soul families or clone soul families?
I don't know how to answer that one. I typically first say no, but they may have a way to do something like that. So it would be a different system. Remember, they have a mass mind, and so that's how they're able to connect with each other. So that could all be the alien race's energy, and it could be all that mass mind energy. That's kind of what I would maybe look at or think of, because they're living in a programmed reality, just like your computer is. And is your computer able to use different programs from other types of hardware and software? So that's how you need to look at it, you know. So what I'm trying to say, could you use an Apple program on a PC? Typically not, okay? But they may have an equivalent. But all PCs with, like, say, let's just say Windows 7 or just whatever, you know, Windows 95, 98 or whatever, are they going to be compatible to a different type of Windows program? So they may not be, okay? And then again, they might, but typically, how are they going to interface with each other? And that's the whole question that you're going to be looking at. The mass mind of that particular system will. It'll work perfectly fine for everything in that system that they're in. So, and remember, you know, on the Apple computer, what part are you missing? Remember, they have a chunk out of the Apple. So, who bit your apple, and why isn't it a whole apple? That would make me suspicious about buying a Apple computer, because they're not showing you wholeness. Anyway, kind of interesting. So, back to you, Ann. Maybe somebody
Thank
bought
you.
One, and they have the whole apple on the cover. Or maybe they have just a little part of the apple, and the rest of it's missing. So why would they have an apple showing something that is not in wholeness? That makes me kind of suspicious. You like going to the store and you have a child and you want to buy the child a doll, right? Or a teddy bear, and you see one model and it's missing, you know, its leg. Well, you probably wouldn't want to buy that. Another one's missing, you know, one of its ears. You wouldn't want to buy that one either. And then maybe it's missing an arm or missing an eye. So which one of those are you going to buy your child? Probably none of them. So that'd be a good question for Apple Computer. Why did they leave something out? What didn't they give you? So that would be an interesting question to find out what their answer is to that. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you. And a couple of people really seem to have some issues with things that bite and sting. If we could just go back to that for a moment. On March 17th, 2013, there was a show on BBS that is in the archives, and you can go listen to it, and it was all about the bites and stings clearing. It costs $20 for a month, and you can do your whole family for $30 a month. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So, thank you again for the sample of that. And if someone's having some issues that are kind of hard to handle and is summertime and that tends to happen, please check out that show. It's always great to listen to all of the archives, actually. Okay. And
in fact, if you hear an archive, listen to it more than once and take some notes, because you might find that the program that you have that they don't want you to listen to the program with, okay? So you may have a program in you that, you know, you want to hear it, and that little part of you, like the missing apple piece, wants to hear it, and they may make, you hear something that I didn't even say. So you may want to check that out, because that could happen. So you may want to take notes and do it two times and get a little more clarity on it. So that might, help you out. So if you get something, you go, wow, that sounds great, and listen to it again. Maybe you might get another way of looking at it. Because sometimes I will explain something more than once, only because that's the way Jesus did his teachings, his talking in parables. So some people may get it the first time, but if you say it differently, the rest of the people will get it, a little differently. Or maybe you finally get it after hearing it 20 times. You go, oh, man, how did I ever miss that? And so that's what we try to do, is bring forth the information a little differently. And that way you're never bored and I'm never bored, because it's always stated slightly different with each program typically. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Let me just go and check here. And again, if anybody would like to call in and tell us, oh, and look at that. I believe I just heard a beep. Is someone there on the line?
Yes, hi, it's Earthstar.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Ron. You there too?
He's there, yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. What he was just talking about being in a programmed reality and the programs, and I just did, every year I did this big festival, and I have a booth, and all my fairy things and clothing, all the fairy and the wings, and people are trying them on and buying things. And I just was like, it was driving me crazy, because I'm just like feeling like I'm caught in this program, and everyone isn't programmed coming in. And maybe I could have reprogrammed from the Weimar things, but I just thought of that. But the thing was that there were these words, there was like key words, and I was thinking, when I get home, I got to call Ron and ask him if he can clear the key words in the program that everyone was repeating over and over. And there were three main ones, and the first one was nice. Everyone
okay,
said
I'll clear that
nice.
One from you, so here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
okay.
Ron.
Are you still having your event now, or was that last week?
That was last weekend, and then next weekend I'm doing a whole fairy festival, and I'd like to have a whole new, like, fresh non-program for that.
Okay. So here we go. And you could even maybe request in your psychic billboard, this is going a little out on a limb here, but you might request to have the clones come to you who would like to spend lots of money because they...
Yes.
Because they've seen your fairy costumes for the first time and they got to have one. Okay, so this is an idea. So here we go. The word nice will clear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and next word you'd like to have cleared?
Okay, so then everyone, I think as I was saying the words too and catching myself going, oh no, I'm in the program. The other word was perfect.
Ah, perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one I'll do again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next word?
Oh, no. You know, I just forgot what the other word was.
Oh.
Well, a word popped into my head, Ron, that I think we could have cleared is the word fun.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll clear the word about too expensive. Here we go. 1.
Oh, great.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, any other words you'd like to have cleared?
I'll remember in a minute. But the other thing was, it was really hard not to hug people. I was doing the best I could, but and shrink wrapping like super shrink wrapping, like constantly shrink wrapping. But you know, I just feel like I couldn't quite do all as much as like you just you know. I think I got slimed a few times too.
Okay, we'll see if we can clear that up. Here we go.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's your clouds up there in Oregon there?
Oh, we haven't had almost none lately. It's been really clear and hot, and yeah, it's not too many clouds at all lately.
Okay, that's great.
I did see some
okay.
Good. I saw some animal clouds though before I went on that trip. We saw some animal clouds, which was really fun.
They had clear skies on animal clouds.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I want to thank everyone for listening tonight and remind you that we will be on again tomorrow night for the Saturday night on the Lightship BBS radio show at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And Sunday there is an 8-hour healing call. You can go on the website and learn all about that. If you can still get on it if you'd like, and it's really wonderful. And perhaps, Ron, you would take us out with a mind to heart drop, and I'll say good night.
Okay, so counting down, you have to find your spirit to take your thoughts into your heart. So dropping them down, your spirit's doing this. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So we'll hopefully see you tomorrow night on BBS. Go to the Light Ship and also on our Sunday 8-hour call. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you. WQBBS.